With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Are you traveling during the July 4th holiday? If so, you'll have a lot of company.
AAA is forecasting a record July 4th travel period. Although with nearly 90 million people under heat alerts, it might be a good idea to watch the fireworks from a boat or on TV with a bowl of ice cream in hand. The Motor Club projects 70.9 million U.S. travelers are heading 50 miles or more to enjoy Independence Day festivities this week. That's a 5% increase over last year and over 5.5 million more than before the pandemic. About 60.6 million are going by car, with the worst traffic on Wednesday and Sunday. GasBuddy.com is reporting the national average for a gallon of gas on the 4th is expected to be around $3.49. I'm Jennifer King.
Also at SRNews.com, Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island was asked, what are the conversations top Democrats are having after President Biden's debate performance?
Well, I think people want to make sure that this is a campaign that's ready to go and win, that the president and his team are being candid with us about his condition, that this was a real anomaly and not just the way he is these days. And, that, you know, they've got a plan to win.
White House spoke to WPRI. Biden has signaled he has no intention of dropping out of the race, despite the halting and uneven debate delivery that threw a spotlight on questions about his age and capacity to be president. Federal Reserve officials at their most recent meeting welcomed recent signs that inflation is slowing and highlighted data suggesting that the job market and the broader economy could be cooling. Both trends, if they continued, could lead the Fed to cut its benchmark interest rate in the coming months. That's from its current 23-year peak. This is SRN News. San Francisco wrapped up Gay Pride Month with a bang.
And possibly some illegal acts. The city's Pride Parade might be the biggest in the U.S., and multiple observers say it featured nudity before crowds that included children and other acts that cannot be described here. Numerous individual reports and cell phone footage posted on the web seem to depict violations of law at the parade. Ironically, the FBI and ATF were represented at the event. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The only three Republican women in the South Carolina State Senate helped Democrats derail a total abortion ban last year. Now, GOP primary voters have booted all three out of office. Voters removed Senators Sandy Sin, Penry Gustafson, and Katrina Sheely from office during primaries held last month. South Carolina is one of the most pro-life states in the nation. This is SRN News. During the UK election campaign's final hours, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is battling to the end as the Labour Party eyes victory.
Voters in the UK are set to cast ballots in a national election on July 4, passing judgment on Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's 20 months in office and the four Conservative Prime Ministers before him. They're widely expected to do something they haven't done since 2005, elect a Labour Party government. Over the final days of the campaign, Sunak's insisted the outcome's not a foregone conclusion. Labour's also warning against taking the election result for granted. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The investigation continues into what caused a stampede at a religious festival that left at least 121 people dead in India. Deadly stampedes, relatively common in Indian religious festivals with few safety measures. More details at SRNnews.com.